Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio. We're real country. 1430 AM stereo. WRDN. Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee. And 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President Kamala Harris will spend this last full day ahead of the election in just one state, Pennsylvania. ABC's Karen Travers with a rundown.
She'll start her day meeting with hundreds of volunteers who are heading out to knock on doors to get out the vote. Next, she makes two stops aimed at Latino voters, specifically Puerto Ricans. Her campaign seeing an opening among this voting group after the racist comments by a comedian at a Trump rally last week. Harris finishes her night with what are expected to be two massive concert rallies, first in Pittsburgh, then in Philadelphia.
As for Donald Trump, he will also be in Pennsylvania today in both Reading and Pittsburgh. He'll also hold rallies in North Carolina and in Michigan. The final ABC News Ipsos poll of likely voters before the election has it a 3-point race inside the margin of error, Kamala Harris at 49% and Donald Trump at 46%. He wrote film and TV scores, produced Michael Jackson's Thriller and the We Are the World event, and collaborated with hundreds of musicians. Quincy Jones has died at the age of 91. This is ABC News. Changing consumer tastes are behind bankruptcy of a well-known restaurant chain.
The COVID-19 pandemic changed our dining habits, and TGI Friday says it also drove financial challenges that led it to file for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. At its 2008 peak, there were 601 Friday's restaurants doing $2 billion in business in the U.S. But last year, there were just 269 doing $728 million worth of business. The Dallas-based chain says it's looking for ways to ensure its long-term viability. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The restaurants will remain open. An 11-year-old boy was found alive after a boat he was in vanished off Northern California on Saturday. One person was found dead. Four others are still missing. Saudi Arabia and other OPEC members say they will postpone a plan to increase petroleum output until the end of the year. Oil prices up 3% on that news. Its impact on U.S. gas prices still yet to be seen. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
JCPenney has more gifts, bigger savings for every holiday wish list. Celebrate the season that never stops giving. From denim to diamonds, PJs to perfume, and mixers to massagers, we're giving you more options than ever at a value that helps you give a little extra. Looking for more bright ideas? We've got the big brands everyone wants. From Levi's to Legos, there's more to love for them and you. All the deals, all the feels, all the gifts to go around. JCPenney, make it count.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this, elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. But a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialists, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered showers, maybe even an isolated thunder shower today. Our high 64 this afternoon with wind out of the south to west at 10 to 20. Tonight, cloudy, rain showers 43. Tomorrow, scattered rain with a high near 50. If you want a fantastic fall or winter getaway, or maybe some holiday fun, check out Alexandria, Minnesota. Find out more at exploreAlex.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newbert. Both vice presidential candidates are in Wisconsin today for their final pitches to voters. Democrat candidate Tim Walz will be appearing along with his wife on three stops today in Milwaukee, La Crosse, and Stevens Point. The Harris-Walz campaign has been hosting musicians at these events as a get-out-the-vote effort. Republican candidate J.D. Vance will be in La Crosse talking about inflation, border security, and economic policies. Tomorrow is Election Day and polls open at 7 a.m. If you haven't yet turned in your absentee ballot, do not put it in the mailbox. Elections Administrator Megan Wolf says you should either bring it to the clerk's office today or drop it off on Tuesday. If they are not in by 8 p.m. Tuesday, they will not be counted. And the U.S. Department of Justice will be sending out federal observers at several locations on Tuesday. They will be in the city of Wausau, in Milwaukee, and the Russ County towns of Lawrence and Thornapple. I'm Raymond Newbert. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Thanksgiving's only a few weeks away, and Fleet Farm's got just what you need to prep for family and friends. For you turkey smokers, Griller's Gold barbecue pellets are just $5.99 a bag. And you can never have enough Fleet Farm mixed nuts. Two-pound bags are on sale for $12.99. Wash it all down with Bubbler's sparkling water. Now just $11 for 2 6-packs. The holidays will be here before you know it. So stock up now on everything you need at the best prices guaranteed at Fleet Farm.
Tax season is just around the corner. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Have your Wi-Fi devices multiplied like rabbits? It's time to get them hopping with Smart Home Wi-Fi from 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. Devices and bandwidth can be hard to manage, but with the help of their local team, together they can keep you connected. Call 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom at 231-2000, and they'll get your family and all their devices connected. Get full details at wwt.net.
Good morning, it's 8:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at primerealtymidwest.com. Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand and Mall Drive, Eau Claire. 24/7 and West Wisconsin Telecom. And Sunstrom & Company, your local tax experts, Durand. The Pepin County Sheriff's Department has partnered up with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation to help with mental health. The department agreed to promote the Farm Neighbors Care Program. Pepin County Sheriff Joel Wenner says deputies will have stickers with QR codes on them to direct those in need to mental health resources.
And we agreed to it, so they sent out these little stickers that the guys and gals will have on their laptop computers, and they're in the form of the shape of the state of Wisconsin, and they have a QR code on it. And when you scan the QR code with the cell phone, it takes you to the Farm Bureau Association website, and there is a ton of resources on there for farmers.
Along with the Pepin County Sheriff's deputies, the department will also give out stickers to members of the Highway Department and to members of the public. A wanted man out of Minnesota is behind bars in western Wisconsin. The Polk County Sheriff's Department said an emergency response team arrested 32-year-old Jack Guy Saturday. Guy is wanted by authorities in Hennepin County on second-degree murder charges. The Sheriff's Department said they were able to arrest Guy without incident. He's currently in the Polk County Jail and waiting to be taken back to Minnesota. Electioneering is not allowed near or inside polling places in Wisconsin. Election Administrator Megan Wolf explained that wearing or making some sort of display that advocates for a candidate, contest, referenda, or something that's on or related to what's on the ballot is considered electioneering. Voters, observers, and poll workers should not be wearing or displaying anything that falls into that electioneering category inside of the polling place. Voters or observers making partisan displays or wearing campaign garb may be asked to leave, although Wolf says election inspectors have discretion in such instances. Polls open at 7 a.m. tomorrow, and anyone in line before 8 p.m. will be able to cast a ballot. You can find your polling place at myvote.wy.gov. A new poll says many swing state voters won't vote for Vice President Harris because of the war in Gaza. The group called Listen to Wisconsin is out with a new poll of pro-Palestinian voters that says voters in seven swing states, including Wisconsin, would vote for Harris if she changed her position on the war in Gaza. The poll says 60% of pro-Palestinian voters are more likely to vote for Harris if she would support a total unconditional ceasefire in Gaza. The poll talked to voters in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Georgia, South Carolina, Arizona, Michigan, and Nevada. You're listening to WRDN News.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on two multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Department says a construction worker is dead following a crash in a construction zone on I-90. It happened Thursday night at around 9:30 near mile marker 46 in the village of Oakdale. The Sheriff's Department says an eastbound vehicle rear-ended another vehicle, which collided with a road surface machine. The construction machine was being operated by 35-year-old Andrew Suckabwitz. The driver and passenger in the first vehicle were taken to the hospital for undisclosed injuries. I-94 eastbound had been shut down for about 6 hours. Dane County will send out text messages Election Day to alert voters of any schedule or location changes at polling places. The county launched the Election Awareness Text Message Campaign last Wednesday. Dane County Clerk Scott McDowell says this will allow election officials to contact voters in a ward directly instead of just relying on a press conference in case there are any changes regarding a polling place. McDonald added the text messaging can help combat disinformation. 36-year-old Larry Williamson will serve 12 years in federal prison. Williamson helped deliver the most illegal drugs ever seized by law enforcement in Wisconsin. Williamson and his attorney claimed a series of unsuccessful business ventures led him to work with another man and transfer more than 65 pounds of fentanyl and meth from Arizona to Middleton via plane earlier this year. He pled guilty in June to possessing a large quantity of meth with intent to deliver and had faced a minimum sentence of 10 years in prison. An off-duty deputy from Washington County has been accused of drunk driving. Campbell Johnson Blair allegedly caused a head-on collision on Highway 95 in Afton, Minnesota, injuring five children and two adults October 27th. His blood alcohol level was reportedly above the legal limit. Blair now faces charges of criminal vehicular operation and carrying a pistol while intoxicated, and has been placed on administrative leave from the Sheriff's Department. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
I'm Paul Hamilton, your choice for State Senate. Inflation is finally down, and although grocery prices remain high, farmers don't get paid more. The cost of living is more than groceries. Daycare, real estate tax, interest rates, housing, prescription drugs, insurance, tuition, all are cost of living. Meanwhile, stocks soar and somebody's making money. These costs are impacted by our state and federal legislature, and that's where we can make change. As your state senator, I'll work to improve school and municipal funding to save on your property taxes. I'll help improve access and reduce tuition for Wisconsin's 2 and 4 year colleges to build our homegrown workforce. I'll work to reduce the costs and improve access to daycare and housing. I'll bring federal taxes we pay back to Wisconsin to fund rural health care. And I'll fight to lower the cost of prescription drugs. I'm Paul Hamilton, and I approve this ad, paid for by the committee to elect Paul Hamilton.
The Lions won their sixth straight overall and third straight at Lambeau Field, knocking out the Packers 24-14 on Sunday. I'm Bill Scott with sports. After the Packers opened with a field goal, the Lions reeled off 24 straight, including a pick six by Kirby Joseph with less than a minute to go in the first half. And penalties? Packers hit with 10 more yesterday, several in the unforced error department.
Some of those are totally unnecessary. You know, we're going on a double cadence, and that's an advantage for an offense. I never want us not to do that. I think that's an important part of it. That is your one advantage on offense, is that you control when the ball is snapped. And that's a great advantage when you're at home, when there's not as much crowd noise. And we just got to dial in and be better focused.
Coach Matt LaFleur, the Lions play in a dome. The Packers supposed to be the team that has the upper hand in the elements. But Green Bay dropped six passes yesterday, and Dan Campbell's Lions nearly perfect.
Just because we play indoors, it doesn't matter, man. We can play anywhere. We can play in the snow, we can play in the rain, play in the mud. That's just us, and we're built to win, man.
Packers dropped to 6-3, 0-2 in the NFC North, and now head into their bye week off. Wisconsin got blown out by Iowa 42-10 on Saturday night in Iowa City. Braden Locke picked off twice in the loss. Badgers couldn't stop the run either. Coach Luke Fickell was at a loss for words.
Well, there's not a whole lot that words can say to explain, you know, how I feel. Just the same kind of thing you said in the locker room. It's really, really tough to put it to words right now. We're going to have to pick ourselves up. We're going to have to move forward, and we're going to have to find a way to make sure we're better. You know, November is for a time when you got to find out what you're made of, and that's not a good showing for what it is that we're made of.
Best fielders in Major League Baseball recognized among the group of first-time Gold Glove winners, Brewers' Sal Frelick and Bryce Terang. College basketball season tips off tonight. Marquette hosts Stony Brook, Wisconsin. Wisconsin is home against Holy Cross. NBA, the Bucks are in Cleveland against the unbeaten Cavaliers. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
People just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like, you know to check that your seats aren't in the visitor section first before buying tickets.
I'm so excited for this game. I can't believe you got us tickets.
Me too. Wait, are we on the wrong side?
Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds.
This is going to be a long game.
You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
The Minnesota Vikings snapped a two-game losing streak by beating Indianapolis 21-13 on Sunday Night Football. Neither offense scored in the first half, but Kenny Moore the second gave Indianapolis an early lead when he returned a Sam Darnold fumble for a touchdown in the second quarter. However, Darnold tossed up a touchdown pass to Jordan Addison and Jalen Naylor in the third quarter to put Minnesota up for good. The Vikings are now in second place in the NFC North at 6-2. They visit the Jaguars this Sunday. The Minnesota Wild came through in the clutch during a 2-1 overtime win over the Toronto Maple Leafs at the Xcel Energy Center. Minnesota and Toronto traded goals in the first period before Matt Boldy knocked in the game winner in the third minute of the extra period. Ryan Hartman also lit the lamp for the Wild, who have now won three in a row. Minnesota's in second place in the Central Division. The Wild will host the Kings tomorrow night. The Minnesota Timberwolves fell apart in the second half of their 113-103 loss to San Antonio Saturday. The Wolves were on the second night of a back-to-back and trailed by as many as 19 after halftime. Julius Randle and Anthony Edwards both scored 21 in the losing effort. The Wolves are now 3-3. They host the Hornets tonight. The Minnesota Gophers came through in the fourth quarter during a 25-17 upset over Illinois Saturday. The Gophers had trailed by one with 5 minutes left in regulation before Max Brosmer threw a one-yard touchdown pass to Jamison Gears to take the lead. Yah Joyner forced a fumble on the Illini's final drive, and Danny Strigo made the recovery to seal the win. Minnesota is now bowl eligible after improving to 6-3. The Gophers are in sixth place in the Big Ten. They'll visit Rutgers this Saturday.
Blaney races his way into the Championship Four. This is the Monday Morning Race Recap presented by Sunoco. From NASCAR to your car, Sunoco Fuel keeps you at peak performance.
Kyle
Kyle Larson brings his Chevy and four tires to Noco Racing Fuel.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR.
Money stop here for Ryan Blaney. Four tires with Sunoco fuel.
From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Team Penske driver Ryan Blaney passed Chase Elliott with 14 laps to go in yesterday's Xfinity 500 at the Martinsville Speedway to claim the win, solidifying his spot in the Championship Four this Sunday in Phoenix and an opportunity to defend his title.
I hate I had to lay the bumper to some guys, but I had to do it, and it was nice to pass the nine clean. So I laid a bumper to a couple guys. I wish I didn't have to, but I needed to get going. And just long night. Appreciate everybody for getting better through the night. And my goodness, I think that's the most tired I've been after a race in a long time.
Blaney will join teammate Joey Logano, along with Tyler Reddick and William Byron in the Championship Four. Byron earned that spot with a sixth place finish and was aided by a last lap penalty to Christopher Bell, who was placed in the 22nd spot after riding the wall on the final lap in what NASCAR deemed a safety violation. Bell and Byron had been tied in points before NASCAR deemed Bell's final lap move illegal. Behind Blaney at the finish were Chase Elliott, Kyle Larson, Austin Cindric, and Denny Hamlin. The NASCAR Cup Series Championship race is set for this Sunday at the Phoenix Raceway in Arizona. That's the Monday Morning Race Recap presented by Sunoco. I'm Kyle Rickey on the Motor Racing Network.
Fall meets hunting in western Wisconsin, and Ryan's Sports Shop in Durand has everything you need to make this year's hunt successful. Ryan's features Wisconsin-made Matthew bows, crossbows from Raven, and camo gear from Realtree. Ryan's also has ammo from Federal, Winchester, and Remington, and arrows from Victory Arrows. Don't forget about fall fishing. Good luck to all hunters and anglers from Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt.
Green Bay is one of the top smallmouth bass fisheries in the nation, and your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting some important public meetings starting tonight on how the agency is managing that bass fishery. More details when we return, but first.
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
The Wisconsin DNR is hosting two identical public meetings to present information and gather feedback on the future management of smallmouth bass in Green Bay and Northern Lake Michigan. The first meeting is tonight, Monday, November 4th, at the DNR Green Bay Service Center. The second meeting will start at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, November 6th, at the crossroads at Big Creek in Sturgeon Bay. Members of the public can also attend either meeting virtually via Microsoft Teams. At the meetings, DNR staff will present the latest smallmouth bass survey and research data and gather feedback on a proposed regulation change to expand the catch-and-release season. Attendees are encouraged to share ideas, experiences, and input on smallmouth bass management for Green Bay and Northern Lake Michigan. For complete location details or to attend virtually, go to dnr.wisconsin.gov, click News, and read the Green Bay Smallmouth Bass Management press release.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Liberal politician Kamala Harris wants to take your guns. She says it herself.
We have to have a buyback program, and I support a mandatory buyback program.
Mandatory buybacks? That's Washington speak for taking away your guns. More from Kamala.
Just because you legally possess a gun in your locked home doesn't mean that we're not going to walk into that home and check to see if you're being responsible.
Take Kamala at her word. Democrats will ban guns and take them from your home. And here in Wisconsin, congressional candidate Rebecca Cook is following in Kamala's footsteps. Rebecca Cook called for a ban on the most commonly owned rifle in the U.S. She even earned an F from the NRA. As a political operative, Cook spent the last decade working for Defund the Police Democrats. She'd defund police and take your guns. It's radical and it's dangerous. Liberal Rebecca Cook. She won't protect you. She won't let you protect your family.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message. Paid for by Van Orden for Congress.
Forecast for today, patchy fog. We'll have rain and thunderstorms possible throughout the day today. Highs low 60, south winds at around 10, shifting to the west. Tonight, 60% chance of rain, lows mid-40s. Tomorrow, 90% chance of rain, highs upper 40s. Currently across the region, we do have plenty of clouds, even some areas of rain as well. Pepin, Wabasha, and Nelson all at 55. Plum City and Mondovi, 54. Lake City, 53. O'Galley, 52. Here at WRDN, still have those clouds, 56, with Trace Adkins. In Songs About Me, it's 826.
Met a guy on a red eye. He spotted my guitar and said, "What do you do?" I said, "I sing for a living. Country music mixed with a little rock and a little blues." He said, "I'm sorry, but I've never been crazy about that twang and trains and hillbilly thing. Whatever made you want to sing stuff like that?" I just looked at him and laughed and said, "'Cause there's songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." So I offered him tickets. I said, "You'll see what I mean if you show up tonight." He said, "I doubt you'll change my opinion. I'll be kind of busy, but hey man, I'll try." Then later on when we finished our songs about scars and cars and broken hearts, I saw him. He was standing there right next to the stage and he shouted, "Man, you were right, it was like you sang those songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about me." Singing till I hear the whole world singing. Those are songs about me and who I am. Songs about loving and living and good-hearted women, family and God. Yeah, they're all just songs about me. Songs about
watching the chickens peck the ground. There ain't a whole lot going on tonight in this one horse town. Over yonder, coming up the road in a beat up Chevy truck, her boyfriend Tommy is laying on the horn, splashing through the mud and the muck. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. Brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and man, she just gossip something all the way. He says my high school ring will have to do till I can buy a wedding band. Her daddy says he ain't worth a lick. When it comes to brains, he got the short end of the stick. But Katie's young and then she just don't care. She'd follow Tommy anywhere. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. And even if they have to run away, she's gonna marry that boy someday. Her daddy's waiting up till 12:30 when they come sneaking up the wall. He says, young lady, get on up to your room while me and Junior have a talk. Mama breaks in, says, don't lose your temper. It wasn't very long ago. And you yourself was just a hayseed plowboy who didn't have a road to hoe. My daddy said, you wasn't worth a lick. When it came to brains, you got the short end of the stick. But he was wrong, and honey, you are too. Katie looks at Tommy like I still look at you. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. She's in love with the boy. What's meant to be will always find a way. She's in love with the boy. She's in love.
Have a nonprofit event you'd like to mention? Email the information 2 weeks in advance to wrdn1430@gmail.com.
Like I'm the only one.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Post Malone, Morgan Whalen, I had some help. 836, I'm Brian Winnikins. This is a reminder, the Pepin County Senior Citizens Council holding their holiday bazaar. That will be on Saturday, November 16th from 9 to 4 at the Riverview Community Center. There'll be door prizes, raffles, all kinds of different Christmas crafts and more. Also, lunch will be served, proceeds to help out the Pepin County Council of Senior Citizens. Again, that's this Saturday, or check that, Saturday, November 16th. So it's a week from this Saturday, from 9 until 4. Let's run down birthdays for today. This Emmy Award-winning actress is best known for her role as Major Margaret Hot Lips Houlihan on MASH. Loretta Swit, 87 today. Wow. Former First Lady Laura Bush is 78. Actor Ralph Macchio is 63. He was in the movies Hitchcock, Beer League, The Outsiders, and, of course, The Karate Kid, along with My Cousin Vinny. The host of the reality series Survivor, Jeff Probst, is 63 today. This actor won an Oscar for his performance in Dallas Buyers Club. He's also been in the films Interstellar, Magic Mike, and Dazed and Confused. Matthew McConaughey is 55 today. Celebrating a birthday, actress Kiana Madeira is 32. She's been in the Netflix horror anthology Fear Street. Born on this date, industrialist Benjamin F. Goodrich. We know what he founded. Born in this date, 1841, he founded the B.F. Goodrich Rubber Company. Actor and humorist Will Rogers, born in this date in 1789. This Academy Award-winning actor won an Oscar for the movie They Shoot Horses, Don't They? Talking about Gig Young, born in the state in 1913. At one time, the most trusted man in America, Walter Cronkite, born in the state in 1916. Academy Award-winning and Emmy Award-winning actor Art Carney, born in the state in 1918. He won multiple Emmys for his work on the TV series The Honeymooners and The Jackie Gleason Show. Brewery executive Alfred Heineken. Well, we know about him. Founder of Heineken's, yep, born in the state in 1923. And this actress was in the movies There's Something About Mary and, of course, The Fall Guy. But we all know her from Night Court, Marky Post. Born in the state in 1950. Celebrating a birthday yesterday, Colleen Garvin of KISS celebrated a birthday. Timothy Beagle had a birthday yesterday. And Tyler and Terry Swanson celebrating an anniversary today. So their names go into the big giant fishing tackle box. On Friday, we pick ourselves a birthday anniversary club winner. They win themselves a certificate for some birthday anniversary club brats from Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Visit Durand Smokehouse now as they have the ham and turkey sale going on right now just before Thanksgiving. Our winner will also receive a certificate for a six-pack of Dilly Bars from Dairy Queen of Durand. Visit Dairy Queen of Durand for lunch today. Use the Dairy Queen app. Earn those reward points and then redeem those points for some great Dairy Queen treats. To enter the birthday anniversary club's pretty simple. Just give us a call, 715-672-8989. Visit us on our Facebook page at WRDN 1430 AM Stereo and 107.3 FM. Send us a message that way. You can also drop us a postcard or mailing address, 309 3rd Avenue West, Durand, Wisconsin, 54736. It's the birthday anniversary club with Dairy Queen of Durand, Durand Smokehouse, and WRDN.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
The Thanksgiving ham and turkey special going on now at Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand. Order now through November 18th and pick up starting November 20th. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand for more information.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
$100 million
That's how much Eric Hovde spent in attack ads lying about Tammy Baldwin.
What's the real difference between them?
Tammy Baldwin has worked with Republican and Democratic presidents to bring manufacturing jobs back from China to Wisconsin.
Eric Hovde invests in companies that outsource Wisconsin jobs.
Tammy has taken on the big pharmaceutical companies to lower prices.
Hovde wants to restore their sweetheart deal so they can jack up prices.
Tammy Baldwin has always protected Social Security and Medicare.
Hovde has a plan to slash both to pay for trillions in new tax breaks for rich guys like him.
And Tammy Baldwin is leading the fight to restore Roe v. Wade.
Eric Hovde would back a national abortion ban with no exceptions for rape or incest.
Eric Hovde's millions can't hide the truth.
Tammy Baldwin's the one working for us.
I'm Tammy Baldwin, running for Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Tammy Baldwin for Senate.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 11/16, in-store only.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds, which could be life-changing. I mean, you could put that money towards that zero-turn lawnmower you've always wanted. And after using its edge-shaping technology to meticulously sculpt the face of the Mona Lisa into your grass, you'll become the undisputed king of Saturday morning lawn care, leaving your neighbor and sworn enemy Gary to question his place in the delicate neighborhood ecosystem. And it's all because you could save money switching at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states.
Forecast for today, plenty of clouds, even some patchy fog as well. We'll have showers and storms at times throughout the day. South winds at around 10, shifting to the west. Tonight, 60% chance of rain, lows mid-40s. Tomorrow, 90% chance of rain, highs upper 40s. Plenty of clouds across the region, even have some areas of rain showers as well. Pepin, Wabasha, Nelson, 55. Plum City and Mondovi, 54. Lake City, 53. Ocala, 52. Here at WRDN Clouds. And 59 now with Jason Aldean. And the truth, it's 8:43.
Tell them all I'm on vacation. Say I went to visit friends. You ain't heard or seen from me in quite a while. When they ask you where I've been, I tell them I'm out on the west coast where it don't ever rain, and that I'm probably doing fine. Just don't tell them I've gone crazy. Every dollar I've made. Tell them that I must be into something bad for me, 'cause I sure lost a lot of weight. I tell them I'm out on the road with some old rock and roll band, living like a gypsy. Yeah. baby, that's the truth.
Visit and support all our sponsors and tell them thank you for advertising and supporting local radio with Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind and she didn't pay attention. She was going away too fast. And before she knew it, she was spinning on a thin black sheet of glass. She saw both their lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have time to cry. She was so scared. She threw her hands up in the air. Jesus, take the wheel. It was still getting colder when she made it to the shoulder and the car came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the backseat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray. She said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know I've got to change. It's over now, on tonight. Jesus, take the wheel.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Carrie Underwood, Jesus Take the Wheel, 8:54. I'm Brian Winnikins, and this reminder, well, it's championship week for NASCAR. The Xfinity Series Championship from the Phoenix Raceway will begin with coverage starting at 6 o'clock Saturday night. And then on Sunday, it's the NASCAR Cup Championship with our coverage beginning Sunday afternoon at 1 o'clock here on WRDN. And online at realcountry1430.com. With the holiday season here, Starbucks is unveiling its new holiday cup collection. The holiday cup this year is Merrier Together. It includes four hot cups and one cold cup. Apparently, they even have names. Warm Wishes, Joyful Connection, Lyrical Landscape, Siren Chorus, and the Holiday Cold Cup. You know, can I just get a large cup of coffee and a cup? That's all I need.
It's quiz time. Here's your first question. Which senator joined the extreme left in Washington, D.C. to send COVID relief checks to prisoners, including the Boston Marathon bomber? Answer, Tammy Baldwin. Who backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin? Once again, Tammy Baldwin. Next question. Which senator even supported castration and mastectomies for minors? Time's up. It does sound crazy. But that was Tammy Baldwin again. Over and over, Baldwin has sided with the extreme left in D.C. Baldwin is for they, them, not you. And now for our final answer. It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Christmas, when we were growing up, was different. It was about being hunkered down in your hometown and hearing the same stories Dad always told about Christmases past. While I like those traditions, I wanted something easier. This year, we're all meeting in Alexandria, Minnesota. The kids, their kids, card games, hot chocolate, all the outdoor fun, and oh, we'll still tell stories, but we'll also be making new stories, too.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
We all know what the 4-H pledge is. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living. For my club, my community, my country, and my world. Big city folks might not get it, but Western Wisconsin does. I'm Rebecca Cook, and I grew up on a dairy farm that's been here for generations. I'm a proud 4-H alumni, and I'm running for Congress. Farms like my family's have been under siege for decades. Big Ag has driven so many of us out of business. And what's Congress done? Nothing. Derek Van Orden has gone Washington. He yells at workers, talks down to people, and acts like he's better than us. He's in Congress to serve himself, not Wisconsin. I'm running for Congress to serve you. I'll stand up to Democrats to fight for a secure border, support police, and stop the wasteful spending. I'm Rebecca Cook, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because values of 4-H beat the values of Washington any day of the week. Paid for by Cook for Congress.
As the presidential campaign comes to a close, Kamala Harris is attacking environmental activist and presidential candidate Jill Stein. What's the truth? Kamala Harris has flip-flopped on the environment. Harris was opposed to fracking. Now she supports it. She supported the Green New Deal. Now she won't act on it. And what exactly has Kamala Harris done to stop PFAS, toxic forever chemicals, from leaking into our groundwater? Jill Stein will ban fracking, remove PFAS from our water, and pass the Green New Deal. And while Kamala Harris won't stop the genocide in Gaza and sides with Israel, Jill Stein will stop the genocide, demand Israel's ceasefire, and has a plan for peace. On November 5th, cast a true vote for the future of this country. Vote Jill Stein for president. Vote Green. Paid for by Badger Values. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Badger Values is responsible for the content of this advertising. BadgerValues.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine. If your heart ain't busy tonight, well, I could keep it occupied for a long, long time. If your lips ain't got something pressing to do, if your arms aren't held up, well, they're invited to. If your heart ain't busy tonight, maybe it would like to get with mine anytime. Well, it's kind of you to lend me an ear. Well, that's a start, but I believe if I could only get the rest of